The second night of Pesach, we have to start counting the Omer. And let's begin with the following. And that is as to whether the mitzvah of counting the Omer b'zman hazeh is that the Oraisa or is that the Rabbanan. Okay? The Rambam writes beferish that it is the Oraisa. Okay? Tosfos and the Ramban argue, and they claim that it is the Rabbanan. And let us stop now and think to ourselves what the machlokes based on. Okay? So, is the mitzvah of counting the Omer linked to the Korban Omer, or is it divorced an independent mitzvah? Obviously, if it is an independent mitzvah, like the Rambam holds, despite the fact we don't have the basic mitzvah of the Korban Omer, the mitzvah remains the Oraisa. Okay? However, Tosfos and Ramban claim that really an outgrowth of the mitzvah of the Korban Omer is the mitzvah of counting it. Thereby, since we don't have the Korban Omer with the Beis HaMikdash nowadays, therefore the mitzvah of counting Omer has been downgraded to only becoming midrabanan. Okay? That is the fundamental machlokes, just to begin sheer just with that. It's very important. You have to note that conceptually, do you view the mitzvah of the Sefiras Omer as a separate mitzvah of the Korban Omer, or is it in fact considered to be an outgrowth of the Korban Omer? There is a third sheet, so let's get it completely. And the third sheet is the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham is of the opinion that counting the weeks is the Rabbanan. Because if you look in the Chumash, the Torah links the counting the weeks with the Korban Omer. So therefore, mitzvah of the Shavuos, Shel Shavuos, is in fact the Rabbanan. Because that's linked in the Pasuk, he says. Whereas the mitzvah of counting the days, mitzvah limnot yomim, that, he says, is the Oraisa. So the Ben Yerucha makes a split. The notes on the bottom of the page in the Chinuch says the Chinuch also might hold the same as the Rabbeinu Yerucha. So you want to put in brackets maybe also, or we'll just write, say, for a Chinuch also, according to this, if you read the end of the piece of the Chinuch and Shin Vav, it seems like he's implying that weeks nowadays are the Rabbanan, and Yom is the Oraisa. So you have three shittas right off the bat in Rishonim as to whether this mitzvah is midiraisa or is it midrabanan, and it really speaks volumes about it conceptually, how you view the mitzvah. Is it considered to be separate Mordechai following, or is it an outgrowth of the Korban Omer? Okay? Now, we should note, and Rav Zhulti points this out, Beferish, Zatzal and his Sefer, that it's interesting that the Rambam, Halacha Lamaisa, the Rambam, where does he geographically place all the halachas of the mitzvah of Sefiras Omer? He writes them in Tmidim Musafim, which is bizarre, because according to the Rambam, on one hand, it's the Oraisa, so that is saying that the Rambam views the mitzvah as independent. So where do you think you should have put it? In Sefer Zmanim, right? Around Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Why would you put Hilchos Tmidim Musafim, which seems to highlight and access the Korban of what? The Korban of Omer element, so that's a little bit difficult. You should note that, write that down in your notes, that the Rambam, despite the fact that he views it as an independent mitzvah, still geographically places in the mitzvah of Tmidim Musafim in those halachas, which seems to highlight that there is some link to the Korban Omer. Okay? That is a very, very important har. So that's number one regarding the shittas. It could be, and this it could very well be, you don't have to say like this, but I want you to get it. It could be that this Shilin Rishonim is anchored in a Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos on Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph writes Beferish that there's a machloikis between Amemar against the Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi. Okay? The Gemara says in Menachos on Samach Vavam and Aleph states as follows. The Gemara states that there is a machloikis between Abaye, let's read it. It says like Zod Gufam Rabbi Mitzvah Lumina Yom Mitzvah Lumina Mishvuye. Rabbanu Ravashi Mona Yom Mona Shvuye. Amemar Mona Yom Lo Yom Mona Shvu Amar Zechel Mikdashu. So you have three Amoraim, and Amemar, and also Abaye, they hold that you count the days and the weeks. That seemingly implies that it's a mitzvah midiraisa. Abaye and Abaye and Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi. Abaye and Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi. Abaye, the Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi, They hold the Ravashi. They hold that you count both what? Mitzvah, limnos, days and night. Mitzvah, yomei, v'shvuei. There's a mitzvah to count the days and the weeks. Then the Gemara concludes with Amemar, who counted the days and not the weeks. Why? Zecher l'mikdashu. Okay? Abaye v'rabban Rashi mitzvah yomei v'shvuei. He counted both. Amemar counted what? Mitzvah, limnos, yomim, v'loshvuis. Why? Zecher l'what? Zecher l'mikdash. Now, what does Zecher l'mikdash mean? Very clearly, that it's only what? It's only derabbanan, and it's enough to be commemorate the mitzvah by just counting the days. You don't need to count the weeks. Whose sheet is that in the Rishonim? Very clearly, Rabbeinu what? Rabbeinu Yeruchim, right? Actually, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that the shvuas are what derabbanan, and the days are dry. So it's not really Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Because he seems to say, Amemar, that the whole mitzvah is only what the Rabbanan, both the days and the weeks, and it's enough to count the days to be Zecher l'Mikdash. So it's really not Rabbeinu Yeruchim, if you think about it. And Abaye and Rabbeinu Ravashi, you could say it one of two ways, right? You could say he holds a what? It's D'Oraisa, like the sheet of the Rambam. D'Oraisa, you don't make a split. And that's the Posh of Shat L'Maisa that you could say. Or you could say, like the Ramban, testing about the whole thing's mitzvah in the Rabbanan. But L'Chura, what I would say is as follows. How would you plug in the Machlokes? I would say as follows. Let's go from the top. If you hold like the Rambam, what would you say? It's a Machlokes D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. Who does the Rambam paskin like? Abaye V'Rabbanan D'Rei Ravashi. No? Let's go again. Shai, you with me? How did Rishonim analyze this Machlokes? If you hold like the Rambam, then it's D'Oraisa. Then he'll say, Abaye V'Rabbanan holds D'Oraisa. Meimar holds D'Rabbanan. I paskin like the first sheet. Finish. That's the Rambam. Tosfos and Rabban hold what? What did Tosfos and Rabban hold? That both of them hold it's the Rabbanan. The question is, what do you have to do if it's the Rabbanan? Do you have to do the days and the weeks, or is it enough to do just the what? The days. He passes like the first sheet. No problem. And how would you plug in the third sheet to Rabbeinu Yeruchim? How would you plug in the third sheet to Rabbeinu Yeruchim? So Rabbeinu Yeruchim, what would you say? I would say, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, I would say he passes like the first sheet. But the first sheet says you count the days and the weeks. That doesn't mean they're the same level. The days are the Yeruchim, the weeks are the Rabbanan. Whereas the second sheet on Neymar says, they're both what? They're both the Rabbanan, and it's enough to what? It's enough to just count the days and not the weeks. So, at the end of the day, Lamaisa, everyone's passing like the first sheet, right? The question is whether you hold this D'Oraisa, whether it's the Rabbanan, or whether you make that split. Yes, Alex?
Why would Abaye work with Tosfos?
What you could say is that, Alex, that both are the Rabbanan, counting the days and the weeks, because...
Yeah, but doesn't Abaye, don't they say it's, doesn't Tosfos say it's like the Karbanos? The Karbanos, like, so why would you count the weeks if it's like the Karbanos?
No, because what we'll say is that the day and the weeks are linked to the Korban. Since we don't have the Korban nowadays, the mitzvah is only the Rabbanan. But in order to fulfill the mitzvah Rabbanan, need to count the what? The days and the weeks. You follow me?
I don't know why would a week count?
No, because there's a separate mitzvah. It says Shabbos, Shabbos, Timos, Tiyena in the Chumash. It also says Fartel Nechem, Miyom HaShabbos, Makros HaShabbos. So in the Chumash there's two mitzvahs. So that's the way you read the Gemara according to the three sheetahs. Yes, Sussi?
What's Machlokes to Abaye and Amemar again?
Depends which Rishon you hold like. Right, we plugged it in. Okay. Let's do it one more time. According to the Rambam that holds D'Oraisa. The first sheet of Abaye Rabbanan Rashi hold what? It's D'Oraisa, you must count the days and the weeks. Second sheet holds the Rabbanan, all you do is count the days, you don't have to count the weeks. Who does the Rambam Pasuk like? The first sheet. According to Tosfos and Rambam, the whole thing's the Rabbanan. Both sheets hold the Rabbanan. What do you have to do if it's the Rabbanan? First sheet says you got to do the days and the weeks. Second sheet just says the days, because Zecher l'Mikdash. First sheet holds it's a rabbinic mitzvah separate. It's not Zecher l'Mikdash. It's a special mitzvah in the Rabbanan, like Hanukkah. So it's a mitzvah in the Rabbanan, it's prescribed as doing the days and the weeks. A Amemar says that mitzvah Rabbanan Zecher l'Mikdash, and it's enough to do the days, not the weeks. You follow me? And the third sheet, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, which is a little bit strange, he'll paskin also like a Bar Rashi, but he'll say the days are the Yeraisa, the weeks are the Rabbanan based on the Paskin Chumash. And the second sheet holds all you have to do is the days, not the weeks. Rabbeinu Yeruchim doesn't hold like that. So all three sheets in Rishonim are going to hold like the first sheet. The question is what the Lomdus is. Yes, go ahead.
Why, according to Tosfos, is split then? Why doesn't nobody say they're
Because that's what we're saying. Abaye, the Rabban and Ravashi hold conceptually, there's two types of rabbinic mitzvahs. There's a rabbinic mitzvah that might be Zeichel LeMikdash, but there's a rabbinic mitzvah that's a separate mitzvah on its own. Nothing to do with Zeichel LeMikdash. The Rabbanan said nowadays is a mitzvah of Sfiris Omer, because we don't have what? The Korban Omer nowadays. But what is the nature of the mitzvah? The nature of it is not Zeichel LeMikdash. It's a separate rabbinic mitzvah. And that separate rabbinic mitzvah is made up of counting the days and the weeks. If you hold that it is Zeichel LeMikdash, right, then you must do the days, you don't have to do the weeks. You follow what I'm saying? Every rabbinic mitzvah doesn't have to be in Lom Zeichel LeMikdash. You follow what I mean? It's a separate, like Hanukkah, it's a separate rabbinic mitzvah. Okay? There's another way of saying it, which you called up my memory to say, or my thought to say, is that maybe you could say both arguments say it's Zeichel LeMikdash. Okay? And he just held, I mean, suffice it to say, it's enough to do the days to commemorate the Mikdash. And Rabban Rashi would say no. Would say that what? You have to don't both do the days and the weeks. That's a little bit difficult because the Gemara did not mention Zeichel LeMikdash in their sheet. The Gemara only mentions it according to a Maimar. Okay? So these are the three sheetahs in Rishonim, and that's how you plug it into the Gemara, the Feirush Samech Vav Amud Aleph. Okay. Let's take this a step further now. When do we count? Okay? When do we count? Tosfos, Olds, you count when? You can count right after Shkia, which we're going to call Racharei Shkia. What is Acharei Shkia in the Lashon of Tosfos? Ben Ashmashos, right after Shkia. Sofik Kashecha. Why is that okay? Tosfos is of the opinion, why? Why is that okay? Tosfos of the opinion, why is that okay according to Tosfos? Because it's the Rabbanah. Tosfos holds the Rabbanah nowadays. We can be Mekel. You don't have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. Whereas according to the Rambam holds the Araisa, you cannot count till Tzeis HaKochavim. So what do I do in Pseik? The minig is that we announce, even though Mekel Adin, you could count, we dive Myra right after Shkia, you could count right away. But the minig in Pseik is to wait till Laila Mamash, till Tzeis HaKochavim. So I tell all the guys to remember to count on their own. But you cannot have a tine on them. A lot of shuls count immediately right after Meirav, after Shkia. And you can't have a tine on them. Ramam holds Seisa Kochavim because it's the Araisa. So that's a chumra that we do, but make sure your guys don't forget. Now there is an Indian to count in the beginning of the night, Tulsa said. If you saw that in the Tulsa Menachas, because you want to do Tmimos Tiyena. So you want to count at the very beginning of the night. That the whole day is Safur. The whole day is counted, the halachic day. So the first opportunity you have to count, you count. You remember Tosfos used that lashon? Didn't Tosfos use that lashon that the whole day should be what, Safur? So the first opportunity you should do it. So how do we paskin? So I had a machloikis with one of the rebbeim in the yeshiva about this. And one of the rebbe a little bit older than me, but a rebbe a little bit, a rebbe much older than me, agree with me. I'm not going to say names, and didn't agree with him. Okay, so not that I was right and wrong, but I was happy that I was a medayik. How do we paskin on this issue? How do we paskin on this issue? You got it? Lemaisa? Yesh medaktikin. The Machaber writes, yesh medaktikin, there are those that are machmer with to do what? To count when? What's wrong? It's broken?
Yeah, it's on the computer issues.
You want a piece of paper? Write on a piece of paper. Yesh medaktikin. Yesh medaktikin. What's yesh medaktikin? What does yesh medaktikin mean? There are those that are careful, meticulous to count at tzitzik kochavim. What does that imply? Shulchan Aruch uses the expression yesh medaktikin. What does that imply?
After
tzitz. That implies the medaktikin do after tzitz. But mikra adin, what does the machaber hold? That you can count when? You can count after shkia. That's what I believe the pshat is in the Mechaber. Someone would ask you, how does the Mechaber paskin on this issue? So I think our diuk is correct. Yesh medaktikin. I mean, if he held his mikra din, he wouldn't say yesh medaktikin. He would say straight up, the din is you got to count at tzitzik kochavim. He says, there are those that are medaktikin, lispor acharei tzitzik kochavim. To count acharei tzitzik kochavim. Okay? That's a big one. So I think mikra din, if you'd ask me, the Mechaber paskin is like who? Like the Taisa, that is the Rabbanim is Manasseh. Okay? So you can't have Tainas on anybody that counts, but we're Machmer. It's good of Ben Yeshiva. Should be Machmer to count. Wait till Tzeis HaKochavim Mamish.
Should we count the Brachos? We don't count the Brachos.
Yes, it says it's a in mamish. Yes, you could count even with a bracha. And don't have tanya on people, because that's what it means, even with a bracha. But I'm saying we should be machber to count after tzitzik kochavim to fulfill the Ramshid. Now, the first night, a lot of guys, Lamaisa, will try to count during the Seder. A lot of Haggadahs don't have it printed and they forget. I think of all the nights, the first night is the most popular night that people forget. So it's a good idea to count. You wait till davening, wait till after tzitzik kochavim. We count Lamaisa in the hotel. We count Lamaisa in davening, so no one should forget. Okay? So that's the machaber. Yesh medaktik and lisprachra. And if there's a situation that the dining room, they cannot wait, maybe some days later in Yontif, so I will go around and we count together during the meal so that no one should forget. Okay? So yesh medaktik and lisprachra. I want you guys to get this. It's based upon whether it's the Rice or whether it's the Rabban. What we started off shir with. Is it divorced from the Korban Olam or is it dependent? Okay, another nafkamina that flows from this. Okay? Is women's obligation. Are women mechuyev in Tzvir Soma or not? So I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam says beferish in Perek Zayin, I think it was Halacha Chav Dal and Tzvini Musafim. The Rambam writes that Noshim are what? Noshim are pturis, okay? Women are pturis. The Rambam writes, Tzemitzah says Sheshib Isman Groma Pashtis. Right? The Rambam says Tzemitzah are women are pturis. If you look in the Ramban, if you had a chance to look in the Ramban and Chidushim, in Chidushim and Daflam Adal Mar Aleph, he, based on the Gemara, gives you a list of mitzvahs that are mitzvahs as Shalob Isman Gemara. Shalob Isman Gemara. He gives you a list of mitzvahs. And he writes the following abbreviation, Samach Hei Ayin. What is Samach Hei Ayin referring to? Sviris Omer. Most Achronim say it's referring to Sviris Omer. And therefore he says, women are what? Chayavs. Now there's a minority of Achronim that say in Seder Avoda, that women are chayav to say karbonis in the morning. But the pashtus is like Rov Achronim, that it means Sviris HaOmer, and therefore what? They are chayavim. Now the kasha is, how on earth could they be chayav? Is it, this is a mitzvah, that's just a lobisman grama. It's in between the calendar of Pesach and Pur, Pesach and Shavuos. Why on earth would this be called a mitzvah, that's just a lobisman grama? In what sense is this called a mitzvah, that's just a lobisman grama? And women are mechuyavos? Oh. So the Korban, the Sefer is Divri Yecheskel, the Yecheskel Bornstein, was a great one of the great Gedolei Achronim. He says an amazing Chiddush. He states that any mitzvah that is not directly linked with time, what's the din? Any mitzvah that's not directly linked with time is a mitzvah seshe shelo bizman krama. It's a little counterintuitive. But if it's not directly linked with time, it itself is not called Zman Groma. Since the mitzvah of Korban Oimer, the mitzvah of Sviris Omer, is not directly linked to time, because it's generated based on the what? The Korban Oimer, but it itself is not directly linked with Zman. Thereby, it is called the mitzvah Seshe Shalom Zman Groma. That's the Svarim. Meaning, connecting it with what? The Rabban Lashitosu holds that it is what? The Rabbanon. No, the Rabbanon. Because it is generated, Evan, by the Korban Oimer. Therefore, it's not directly linked with time. It's called the mitzvah says Shalom is van Gromben. And maybe women are mechuyev. You follow me? It's a knesh. Nesama, you got the chiddush? That if the mitzvah is generated by some other mitzvah, not directly linked with time, it's called the mitzvah says Shalom is van Gromben. Thereby, women are what? Women are mechuyev. You follow me?
No.
In order for a mitzvah to be called a mitzvah seshe shebizman groma, it's been directly linked to time. Mm-hmm. The Rambam holds that it's directly linked to time because it's not connected with the Korban Omer, it's the Arise on its own. Mm-hmm. According to the Rabban and Taisus, what made it the Rabban? Because it's the outgrowth of the Korban Omer.
Yeah.
Since it's not directly linked with time, it's mitzvah seshe shebizman groma. But you must add something on. There's a machlokes Rashi and Taisus and Brachas Daf Chof. Do we apply the principle of mitzvahs esher shebizman groma to mitzvahs min the rabbanon? Rabbinic mitzvahs. Do we or do we not? So it's a machlokes Rashi Tosafos. Obviously the Ramban held that it's a mitzvahs esher shelo bizman groma. If it's a mitzvahs esher shelo bizman groma, women are what? Women are mechuyavos. Women are mechuyavos in the mitzvahs esher shelo bizman groma. So women are considered to be mechuyavos because it's directly linked to the Rabbanon. Mitzvah Midrabbanon, L'mois, it's a mitzvah says she shall love his man gram anyway. Me women are chayavin in anyway. The only question Rashi toises is a mitzvah says she shall love his man gram and a derobonin mitzvah is a ruptur. But according to Rabban, it's a mitzvah says she shall love his man gram, so it doesn't make a difference. You follow me? And therefore women what? Therefore women are mechuyavos. Therefore women are considered to be mechuyavos, and that is also depends upon whether it's going to be what, the Yeraisa or the Rabbanu. So that's another good nafkamina, guys, that emerges from this.
What was
Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether the Ptur of Mitzvah Eshe Shebizman Groma, which applies to Mitzvah the Yeraisa, does it apply to Mitzvah the Rabbanu? But it's really not germane for us, because the Rabban calls this a Mitzvah Eshe Shebizman Groma. Yes? And that's Lashitosa, why he calls it the Rabbanu. So it works out very well. Yes? Shai, go ahead.
But even though it's generated from a korban omer, that's why they were saying it's the lowest man groma.
That's why it's lobes man groma. Yes, yeah. Correct.
There's still a time constraint on this mitzvah, so why?
But I don't care because it's not directly linked to zman.
It has to be directly linked
to zman. That's correct. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush that we want to suggest. It's got to be directly linked to zman. Okay. That's the pashtus. That's what we want to suggest. And the Rambam, Lamaisa, is saying, really, could be the Rambam might agree to that principle. But the Rambam holds the Korban Omer anyway is independent. I mean, the mitzvah, Sefiras Omer, is independent from the Korban Omer. So it could be the Rambam might agree to this principle that we're suggesting. That has to be directly linked to Zman. But the truth of the matter is, it's separate anyways. It doesn't make a difference. You follow me? It's a very beautiful chak. You know where else it comes up? I'll tell you where else it comes up. It comes up by Kiddush Lavana. Are women mechuyev in Kiddush Lavana? The Magen Avraham says women are potter from Kiddush Lavana. Why? It's a mitzvah seshi shebizman groma. The Reb Shlomo Kluger on the bottom of the page of the Shulchan Aruch argues says women are mechuyavos. He says why? What's a classical example of mitzvah seshi shebizman groma? Luluf. What's the mitzvah of luluf? It's floating in midair, and the Torah comes from left field and says that you can only fulfill the mitzvah on one calendar day of the year, when? First day of Sukkot. But does the first day of Sukkot have any connection at all with lulav, theoretically? No. I could have shaken the lulav any day of the year. The Torah comes from left field and arbitrarily tells me that the zman is a what? An external element to the mitzvah. External. You follow me? That's what Zman Groma means. It comes from left field, and arbitrarily the Torah says you can only fulfill the mitzvah at this specific day. What about the moon? When can you say Kiddush Lavana? Only from day 4 until day what? 15. What does that mean? That time is not considered to be external. Time is actually internal. It is intrinsic. It's not extrinsic. It is internal. It's part of the very fabric of the mitzvah. Anything that's part of the fabric of the mitzvah, it's also counterintuitive, is called lo bezman groma. Zman groma means it comes from left field, it's arbitrary. But if it's part of the actual fabric of the mitzvah, the zman, then it's called lo bezman groma. Therefore, he says, women are mechuyev in Kiddush Lavana. So if you put together the Ramban with this Chachma Shlomo, what would you write down? What emerges is two rules regarding what? Zman groma. Number one, the mitzvah must be directly linked to time, right? And number two, time must be a what? An external element, not intrinsic. You follow what I'm saying? Meaning Zman Groma, based on these two concepts, is really counterintuitive. Zman Groma means that time is directly linked to the mitzvah. And number two, the time must be an extrinsic element. Let's write it down, the two elements. Number one, if you put together the Ramban with the Chachma Shlomo, according to the Ramban, it's pshat with the Divri Yecheskel, and the Chachma Shlomo by Kiddush Lavana, according to the Ramban, must be directly linked, yashar, to be Zman Groma. According to Chachma Shlomo, Zman must be Devar Chitzoni, which is considered to be extrinsic. Okay? Time, when it comes to Kiddush Lavana, is when the moon is in its defamed shape. Then that's when you say the bracha. Zman is not extrinsic. Zman is intrinsic. It's part of the very fabric of the mitzvah. So therefore, it comes out of tremendous chiddush. So, I once suggested to Rav Nechemya Shlita, the great Goyim, when we count the Omer, it's quoted in the Wayu Haggadah. The Wayu Haggadah was published like 25 years ago. They say in there the Rav had a minig to count Hayom Yom Echad La Omer, Hayom Yom Echad Ba Omer. He would repeat it twice. Why on earth, what's the meaning of La Omer and Ba Omer? So I wanted to say as follows. He thought it was a very nice chat. What does La Omer mean? That highlights that the mitzvah is really generated by what? Bless you. The Korban HaOmer. La Omer. To the Omer. The counting of the Omer is generated by the Korban HaOmer. La Omer. To the Omer. So you're highlighting that when you say La Omer. What does Ba Omer mean? Ba Omer means it's a coincidence. At the same time we're makriv the Omer, which is the second day of Pesach, the second night of Pesach, we start counting the Omer, but they are not considered to be conceptually linked. Ba Omer just means at the same time. The La means nisanal to the Omer. The Omer generates the mitzvah of the counting. The only thing is we always have to try to be intellectually honest. One of my Talmidim, Rav Ilan Sanaker, I don't know if you know him, Rav Ilan Sanaker wanted to say Akash on this. Because we got through saying, based on our Duke, that the Mechaber holds that it's considered to be what? Midrabanan. Because he said, Yesh Medakta came to count after Tzitzchah Mashmaker, and then he held what? Isdrabanan, you count after Shkiyat. So he said, Rebbe, if you look in the Mechaber, right, what should the Mechaber say? If you want to highlight that it's connected to the Omer, what do we say? La Omer. Therefore, it's the Rabbanan we want to say. If you look in the Mechaber, he writes to say what? Ba Omer. So it's Akasha. It's Akasha. But nonetheless, it fits in well. If a woman would ask you how she should count, what would you say? To say La or Ba? You tell me. La. Why? Because, therefore, by the fact it's generated by the Omer, it's a mitzvah sesay, shelo bezman groma. That's Mechayiv them. If you say Baomer, that's saying at the same time that it began, but it's not conceptually linked. It's a mitzvah sesher shemayim groma. What? Well, the Mishabura doesn't like women to count with a bracha at all because he says they might forget. Lamaisa. Guess because they don't go to shul for Meyer, they might forget. But Lamaisa, if a woman wants to take upon herself to count, and when she says the bracha, when she counts, she can say both. But it fits much better if she says La Omer, because La Omer is the element that is mechayiver to what? That is mechayiver to say the bracha.
What's the problem if you say the bracha on the first night? For a woman, if she would say the bracha on the first night and then would forget it on the second night, it makes the first bracha bad? Or just...
No. I'm just saying when she counts, she should say Hayom Yom La Omer.
But we said that Mishmur said that he's against women saying the bracha at all, maybe they'll forget.
Yeah, so we don't have to hold. A lot of women don't hold like that.
So he would, but Mishmur is saying that if she forgets to count on the second night, then it makes the first bracha bad. Like, why is he?
No, it doesn't make the first. It just Lamaisa, she might forget, and it's a question whether the brachas l'mafreya will be a bracha l'vatal. I don't think that's what the Mishabura means. He just says in general. He says they're going to forget, and we're afraid that maybe they'll say a bracha going forward. Okay, going forward, and that would be a bracha l'vatal.
Yeah.
That's a question about the brachas in the past of Scheinberg's Zechatzadik Libracha. He has an essay for why it's not a bracha l'vatal, l'maisa, because there's a Tosfos Ksuvos on Ayin Beis and Rav that says, why doesn't a woman say a bracha on the Shuvah Hakim? She menstruates 5-6 days, then she ends the day b'tahara, then she has to have 7 clean days. Why is there no bracha? Tosfos has that kasha. Because Tosfos, if she sees dam, it destroys the count. Right? Whereas when it comes to Sfiras Omer, we're not chayshish that the guy's going to forget. We're not chayshish the guy's going to forget. So why are we chayshish for bracha levatolas in the past? The past is because at this time now, I haven't forgotten, right? At this time now, I haven't forgotten. Why do I have to? If I forget, Lomais is going to make the brachas in the past. It's hard to say like that. At this time now, I'm mechuyev. It's like the Ritva Nechulin that says, "And dafku vav enough." I wash my hands to eat a sandwich. I change my mind. Am I over a bracha levatala? I said a bracha until the no, because at the time when I wash, I want to eat the sandwish. I change my mind. It's like the Rishashin and Durham, Daf Nun Tes.
for Machfas Trumas of Mashik, you go to a Chacham and he can revoke it. So Rasha says it's a Bracha Levatala. If I revoke my Trumas of Mashik, I said a Bracha on the Trumas of Mashik. Doesn't it turn out to be a Bracha Levatala? So Rav Tzvi Yosef Frank says, no, at the time when I was Machfas, I thought I was going to eat him. Right? At that time I was Mechuyiv. So the Pashtun says it's hard to say that Lemafrei I'm over Bracha Levatalas. It's hard to say that I'm over Bracha Levatalas to say like this. So that's why I want you guys to get this. Right out in the beginning of Shir, this whole Mahalach, okay, whether it's the Raisa the Rabbana, you plug it into the Shikas of the Gemara. One Nafkamina is when you can count. Second Nafkamina is regarding women. Third Nafkamina is regarding what? La and Ba. And also the two prerequisites that emerge regarding what? Being directly linked to Zman. And number two, is it part of the very fabric regarding the machlokes? Magen Ram Chacham Shlomo, a guy Kiddush Levona, are women mechuyvim at minigas, and women don't say Kiddush Levona, like the Magen Ram. In fact, he says, but a mitzvah says Magen Ram, women can volunteer and say a bracha. They shake the bracha. They shake the lulav with the bracha. The Ramah and Taisus holds like that. Remember, we have that machlokes. Mechaber and the Ram hold a woman. A Sephardic women don't say a bracha on lulav, but the Ramachaber and the Tais, Ramah and the Taisus say they do. So, can women voluntarily do Kiddush Levana? Here he says they shouldn't, the Magen Avraham. Alpi Kabbalah, because Chava causes the diminution of the moon. So therefore, women should not say a bracha of Kiddush Levana. So the minig is like the Magen Avraham, that they're potter, not only potter, he says Alpi Kabbalah, they don't say it, Alpi Din. Okay? So this sets the stage for us now, to go to the details now, the mitzvah Omer that I gave you, Lomais Namar Makayim. He says, go ahead, Shai.
Do women say a bracha when they sit in the Sukkah?
Oh, yes they do.
They do.
According to, if you're Ashkenazic women, yes. Sephardic women, not. First night of Sukkot, they'll say Leishiv.
It's not arbitrary.
Yeah, because they're potter. They're potter. Nashim are potter from Sukkot. So if they want to do it, Lomais, that's a mitzvah on Groma. That's a mitzvah on Groma. Sure.
Why? It's not arbitrary mitzvah. They can't
Sure. Theoretically, you could have sat in the Sukkot any day of the year. The Torah was Kovet. You're right. They're drushes. Why we do? Because that's when we left. Truth is, we left in the spring, remember? That's a chag of Emunah B'Tochen. When the non-Jews are going back in from their barbecues in the fall, we go out to show our Emunah B'Tochen. We really should celebrate Sukkot now. Remember, we said it was the first tour, Hilchos Sukkot. So the truth is, it is arbitrary. The truth of the matter is, okay. So it's a good point. So it depends on that machlokes. But here, the Magen Avraham says we don't allow minigas not to do it. So women don't say. She wants to say she's like Chav Shlom. Okay, we minigas not to. Yes, Evan.
If women can be
mechayev
themselves for mitzvahs on grandma. Maybe that's why the
Chayim
says they say
Ba'omer.
Because they can Ba'omer work also.
They're not Mechayim, they can do it voluntarily.
Okay, so they can do it.
I understand, but I'm saying Alpi Din, they're Mechuyiv. Okay. Mechaber, based on our Lomdus, they should be Mechuyiv. They should have said Lao. It's a Kasher of Ravil and Saneker. Assistant Rav in West Hempstead, Adam, you know. Okay, so you'll tell him the Kasher that he asked on Ba'omer, Lomais. Okay? It's a good Kasher. Okay, very good. Let's continue. Also, he's a Rebbe in MTA too?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's continue now. We began, Lamaisa. I gave you Tysus and Megillah. What does Tysus and Megillah say? Tysus and Megillah asks a great, it quotes an amazing sheet of the Bahag. Amazing. Did you figure out the word Inche? What does Inche mean? Forget. Doesn't mean people. It means forget in this scenario. Okay? Tosfos Megillah Chafam and Beis Maskel Kol Alayla quotes Ubahag Kasev Teichad Inchi Lavarch Balayla Yimne Lamacher Blabrachav Chen Aloche Alim Shachav Layla V'Yoyim Lo Yimne Od Bebrachav Dibin In Tmimos V'Leika. What is the Bahag Shita? A famous Shita which we paskin like. You forget the count at night. You remember the daytime you count without a bracha. Then allows you to count Viter nights with a bracha. That is the Shita Bahag. The Shame Bahag. Mona, Belila, Bibracha, Ubiyom, Mona, Belobracha. This is the sheet of the Bahag. Okay? Wonderful. What on earth is this Bahag based on? Okay? In Lomdus. We have to know. As Zam Nechemiah Shlita, our Rebbe always said, you cannot pass in shadows unless you are anchored in Lomdus. You have to understand what it's based on. Okay. What is it based on? The Poshup Shad is. And this is what many, many Achronim say. The truth of the matter is, if you think about it for a moment, are you Yotze by counting in the daytime? Yes or no? Mimul nafshoch. If you are yotze in the daytime, they count with a bracha. If you are not yotze in the daytime, so what are you accomplishing? No? So many gedol achronim say, many, say the following, that the Bahag himself was based on a sveik sveik. What was the Bahag based on? The following sveik sveik, let's get it. Is the mitzvah at night, or is it even during the day? And even if it's only at night, and you missed it at night, maybe each halachic day are individual units. So the fact that I missed one halachic day, I can count the rest of the nights, rest of the days, because they're not connected. Everyone chop that sveik sveikah? This is what many gedol achronim say. Shot in the Bahag. Evan, you got it? Number one, is the mitzvah at night or is it even during the day? And even if it's only at night, each halachic day is distinct units. Even if I forgot one night, I could count vayter nights because they're separate. Clear? Thereby, the Bahag comes up with a shita that you count at night with a bracha, and if you miss at night, you count in the daytime without a bracha. But why does that let you count vayter nights? Because no matter what, you saved yourself. Because maybe the mitzvah is what? In the daytime, and I counted it. And even if the mitzvah is only at night, and I missed it, but maybe the next night is what? Is a halachic separate day. Clear? That is the sveik sveik of the achroinim, shot in the Bahag. Clear? Okay. Let's just write sveik sveik. The pshat of the gedol achroinim. Get it down in your notes. The Rav thought that this was very shvir. Why? When you're a posek, like Rabbi Moshe Zatzal or Rabbi Vadya Shlita, you might have different issues when you have to paskin a shayla. On one issue, I'll hold like one shita. Another issue, I'll hold like another shita. A lot of times you come up with a sveik sveika when you paskin on a shayla. On one issue, I'll hold like this shita. On the other issue, we can make on this shita. This is all one sheet. This was a gadol. This was a rishon, the Bahag. You mean to tell me the Bahag came up with a sheet based on a seik seika? That's very difficult. When you're a posuk, you have a sorted amount of sheet, so then you can utilize a seik seika to come up with a psak. But to say that the Bahag himself was based on a seik seika, very shvir, the Rav Zatzal said. And it's a great kasha. When the Bahag was sitting at his desk and writing his psak, it was based on this sveik sveik. The Rav thought it was very shvir. Therefore, the Rav embarked upon a beautiful mahalach to try to be mazber the Bahag halacha l'maisa. Number one, the Rav Zatzal said there are two approaches to mitzvah sfir somer. What are the two approaches? One is that it's a mitzvah achas, and there are what? Mem tes chalakim, arboim, the tisha, chalakim, le mitzvah. Everyone got that? It's one big mitzvah, but there are 49 legs to the mitzvah. That's one approach to the mitzvah. What's the other approach to the mitzvah, Sefer Somer? That there are arboim, the tisha, mitzvos, nifradot, mamish, nifradot. 49 separate mitzvahs, v'yesh. And this is the key thing, guys. V'yesh chiyuv litzor, to create a gesher, a bridge, bein hamitzvos. You have to create a bridge of linkage between the 49 distinct mitzvos. The bridge to Pesach and to what? The bridge from Pesach to Shavuos. I had to give a series of three shiur months in shul during the Sefer Somer, so I called it the bridge between, not Jersey and New York, the bridge between Pesach and what? Pesach and Shavuos. That's exactly what the Rav was saying, basically. The Rav says that there are 49 distinct mitzvahs, but the key element is the linkage, the bridge, the consecutiveness, the continuity that is required, the mitzifus that is needed in this mitzvah. It's a lot like Evan asked me in Seder, that Lashon Lechinuch is really linking Pesach with Shavuos. We really should start from the first day of Pesach. But the first day of Pesach is dedicated to what? Tzivos Mitzrayim. Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, kind of. So therefore we wait to the second day when the Korban Omer is offered. But in reality, it's to link the two together. Yeah, but we, but he says you should start the mitzvah from the first day, the bridge, lamais. Okay? But the korban, he wants to say in Marvin Simchasum, but the Rav is saying not like the first approach. The Rav is going to approve like the second approach, guys. Okay? V'yesh chiyuv. There is a chiyuv to what? To link them together. It doesn't go with the first approach. It's all one mitzvah. 49 legs to the mitzvah. There are 49 distinct mitzvahs, and you have to create a linkage. A ritzifis. Oh, the Rav quoted three marmakaimis to prove this. Let's get this. Amazing. Three marmakaimis to prove the second approach. Okay? The linkage. Long arms, right? Long arms. The long arms are halachic arms. Not like this guy Anthony Davis, right? I heard it on the radio, right? This is the real long arms of the sphere, the spherosome, okay? All right? Abdullah of Douglas, okay? So what does it mean? So there are 49 distinct mitzvahs. What are the 49 distinct mitzvahs? You have to create a linkage. What's the first marker he quotes? Amazing. Rav Sajido. I gave that to you, see it inside. Where's the Siman and Shulchan Aruch spherosome over? Tough pay test. What does Rav Sajido write? The most popular day, I said, the forget sphere is the first night. Everyone says, oh, we'll do it. It's too early in Shul to say sphere. Oh, we went. But we'll count at the end of the Seder. It's not in your Haggadah. In my Haggadah, it's not in there. Is it in your Haggadah? My Haggadah that I use, usually, it's not in there. You can forget it. Do you know what Sajikon says? You miss the first night. What's the din? You're done. You miss any other night, you're still okay. Without counting the daytime. You miss day 7, count day 8, 9, 10 with a bracha, no problem. The only one that's indispensable is the first one. What's that all about? If it's all one big mitzvah, Alex, and there are 49 legs, who cares if it's the first leg or the 49th leg or the 30th leg? They're all important. But if you hold it the second approach, the Rav said, you want to create a series of digits. You want to create continuity? If you don't have number one, you don't have to be a PhD from MIT in math to know that you cannot start a series of digits in mathematics without the number one. How much more so in mitzvahs? You want to create a linkage between Pesach and Shavuos? If you don't have number one, nothing starts. That's where Rav Sajikon is a beautiful proof to this. Shachach Laila Rishayim. Beautiful fort of the Rav. Again, we don't accept it, but it's a sheet and Rishon, we gotta understand. That's number one. Number two, Rav Haigon. What does Rav Haigon quoted by the Be'er Halacha say? The Be'er Halacha is in Siman Tov Pei Tes, Dira Maskol Sofer. What does he say? For example, let's say you've missed number 7. What do? Says Rav Haigon. You're done. You've missed the night and the day. You can count the rest without a bracha. You might get a mitzvah, but you can't count it with a bracha because some Rishonim say you're done. So we have to be machmir a bracha v'tolim. When you count 8, what are you supposed to say? Etmol was 7. I say etmol was 7. Now hayom shmona. You have to say that. Rav Haigon says etmol was what? Etmol is shmona, is shiva, v'ahayom shmona. What is that all about? I mean, move on, right? Move on. Don't be a dweller, right? If you make a mistake, you have to do tshuva, of course, for it. But you can't be a dweller. Focus on it the whole time. You move on. You feel bad about it. You have to ask Hashem for mechila. But you got to be able to, you know, put your bootstraps on and go weiter, right? Leon Hess once said that. You know who Leon Hess was? The owner of the Jets. For Woody Johnson. He said, you can't be a dweller. Okay? He was a Yid. But what it means is, of course, you got to do true what you did in the past. But if you focus on that, how are you ever going to go fight them? So this Rav Haigon is Rebbeinu Shalom. What's this all about? What's this all about? Move on. You missed day 8. You missed 7. I have to say, Etmol is 7. Hey, mate, what's the answer? Because there's 49 distinct mitzvahs, but I need the what? The linkage. I have to give it a context, Shai. If I miss 7, my counting 8 is not linked to anything. So how do I give it a context? I say yesterday was 7, now I'm counting 8. The ritzifus is needed. That's what the Rav said. If it's all one big mitzvah and there are 49 legs, you missed a leg, done. But if you say it's an inyan of Ratzifus, then you can rely. What'd you say? Because we're machmir for those. But at least in the verbiage, in the counting, you have to say atmo. Okay, that's a second marmokum. Number three. Morenu, shevedorenu. Where is that up here? Did anyone see that? In the chinuch. Did you notice that in the chinuch? Morenu, shevedorenu. Mitzvah shin vav. What does he say? Amazing. If you forget one day, no problem. You can count the rest of the days with a bracha. Because he says the rest of Klal Yisrael is counting. Mone, Shar Yomim, Im Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Im Klal Yisrael, the Rav said. Who cares where the rest of Klal Yisrael is counting the day you missed? Does that make a difference? What is the Lashon, he says? He says, Mona Acherim Im Klal Yisrael. The Rav said, what kind of Lashon is that? Pshita to the rest of the Jews that didn't forget. They can vite their account. What's the answer? What do you think the svar is here? Because the din is, I need linkage. I need continuity. I need consecutive series of digits. I missed myself seven. But who can help me? My chaverim. Chaverim kol Yisrael. They can supply that ritzifus, that linkage. And I can continue to count with a bracha. Maybe even with a bracha. We don't paskin like it, but Mona Sharyam in Klal Yisroel, because they supplied for me the context of the Ritzifus, and I went weiter based on that. Because again, the linkage is the element. There are 49 stick mitzvahs, but the linkage is what gives me the element. And therefore, even though Lamaisa, it helps, like Abba, the sphere of Klal Yisroel to be clear, the minion, even regarding the guy who forgot. Because there's no chesaron of iritzifis, and they like to continue to count with Gans Klal Yisrael. If you say, Adam, that the nature of the mitzvah is one big mitzvah, 49 legs, I missed my leg, I'm done. But the fact is, the element of ritzifis exists. Maybe I can say, I can use the fact that the rest of Klal Yisrael was counting, they can supply for me my ritzifis, and then I can count weiter. These three marmakaimis, the Rav said, slam dunk raya to the second approach. Slam dunk riot. That we view as 49 distinct mitzvahs, and the chiddush is the linkage, the gesher that is created. Okay? Hashta de asas lahachi. Now that we've arrived at this point, we can plug it back in to the Bahag. The Rav Zatzal would many times say, that there is, I heard this from Rashek and Rosweig. Every mitzvah has a maisa mitzvah, and every mitzvah has a kiyum. What is the maisa of sviri? The actual count. When can that be done? When can that be done, the actual articulation of the count? Bein biyom, bein belayla, ubein biyom. But when do you get the points in Shemayim from Hashem for fulfillment of the mitzvah? When is that? At night only. Because it was patterned after the Ketziris Omer. When did they harvest the barley for the Korban Omer? Only at night. And therefore, since they harvested the Omer at night, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is only at night as well. That's Klor. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is only at night. And we know that that's the din. The din is that the Ktsira needed to be what? Needed to be done Belayla. Okay? Since the Ktsira was Davka Belayla, the count is also Belayla. You want points in Shemayim shy from doing a mitzvah? The Kiyum, you can only do it when you do a Belayla. You want to create a Ritzifus. You want to create your link. Then when do you do that, Evan? You could do that at night and also during the day. The Mela, according to the Bahag, the Bahag is not based on a Sveik. What was a Sveik, like the Gedol HaKronim said? Whether it's night or day, and even if it's during the day, even if it's only at night and not in the day, each distinct halachic day is different. Therefore, he comes up with a Shita, count at night with a bracha, count in the daytime without a bracha. That's hard to say, the Rav said. It's like within one shita of the Bahag. When the Bahag was penciling down and penning down his shita, he meant based on the six. That's only if you have assorted shitas and you're coming up with the psak as a poisek. The Rav thought is very sure. So the Rav said there are two ways to approach the mitzvah of what? Sfiras Omer. Is it one mitzvah 49 legs to the mitzvah? Or is it what? 49 distinct mitzvahs, and the Torah requires you to create a link, a bridge between them. If you assume like the second approach, like these three Mar Makayim show, when is the Kiyama mitzvah? At night. That's when you count with a what? With a bracha. If you forget to count at night, what do you accomplish by counting in the daytime? What do you accomplish? You create the continuity. You create the bridge. But can you say a bracha? No, because it's not a mitzvah. There's a maisa, and then there's a kiyum. And the maisa sfira, which you'll write, the maisa sfira is bein b'yom, bein b'layim. Okay? That's what the Bahag sheet is based on. It's not based on a what? It's fake, fake, a shy. It's based on the fact that each mitzvah is a distinct what? Mitzvah at Lila, but you have to create a continuity. You have to create a sphere, a series of digits. How do you do that? Well, if you missed it at night, you could count in the daytime, but you're not going to get a mitzvah there for that day because you missed the night one. So, but you count in order to invoke that there will be a what? That there will be a bracha. Evan, you got me? This is the chiddush of the Rav Zatzal. It's a beautiful chiddush, and that is the Havana in the Bahag. Okay? And it's very important because we practically hold like this Ladin, like the Bahag. Okay, let's take this a step further. There is a Machzor Vitri who's quoting the Beis Yosef Siman Tuf Pei Tes B'Shem Rashi. Now, let's take for our purposes a perfect 12-hour day. Okay? When is the Chi of Mincha come in on a perfect 12-hour day? 12:30. 12:30 to 3:30 is called Mincha Gedola. 3:30 to 6 is called what? Mincha Ketana. What's half of Mincha Ketana? Half of 2.5 hours is 1:15. 3:30 plus 1:15 is how much? It's 4:45. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the halachic day ends at 4:45 for tefillah. According to the Chum, it ends at 6. Rabbi Yehuda says it ends at 4:45 p.m. That means if you have a shul, if you want to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven mincha at 4:30, start Meir at 4:46. Quite tribute. Now in Europe, I guess it used to be dangerous to be out at night. In certain places in America, we know it's dangerous. In Europe, they would daven mincha at 4:30 in this perfect 12-hour day. In Rashi's home, Rashi's town. And then they would daven Meir at 4:46. And what would Rashi announce at the end of Meir? He would say the following. Let's count now without a bracha, and on condition that if we go home at night and we forget to count at night and the whole next day, then let it count now. But we're going to count now with a bracha because I want you guys to recount with a bracha at Seisa Kochavim, after Seisa Kochavim. You follow the Tanai? Again, Rashi would announce and say, count now without a bracha. In the event you forget tonight and the whole next day tomorrow, you'll be able to keep counting because you counted now. But I want you to recount if you remember, please remember, after Seisa Kochavim with a bracha. This was the Tanai that Rashi what? That Rashi says you should do. It's quoted by the Machzor Vitri. Make it Tanai. Makes sense, no? The Rashba and the Chuvis, it's quoted in the Magen Avraham, asks, I don't understand your minig, Rashi. Mimonofshoch, what's your soul? Mimonofshoch, you have a holy neshama, Rashi. Mimonofshoch, if you hold that the end of the day is 4:46, then count now with a bracha. And if you hold, you have to wait till tzeis. What are you accomplishing now without a bracha? The Rashba asks on Rashi. Mimonofshoch. It's a pella. Which shita do you hold like? So how would we answer this kasha? So the Rav Zatzal said a beautiful teretz to this kasha. What did the Rav say? The Rav answered, beautiful. What are you accomplishing by davening what? By counting after Meirv, before Seitz without a bracha. What are you accomplishing, guys? You're accomplishing, number one, the Maisa Sfira, the Ritzifus. If you forget to count the whole next night and the day, Evan, you got me? Then what do you have? You have Ritzifus because at least you counted after Plag. You didn't get a Kiyum HaMitzvah in that day, but at least you counted after Plag, which allows you to count Vayter nights with a bracha. But if you remember to count a night later, you want to get in the what? The Kiyum HaMitzvah. So you'll count then with a bracha. Meaning, the count in the daytime for the Bahag without a bracha, which is the Maisa Sfira, is for the same thing for Rashi, counting after Plag without a bracha. Moshe, you follow me? That's the Chiddush. The daytime count, Mordechai, you got me for the Bahag, is the same thing of counting after Plag for Rashi. That it supplies the Maisa Sfira that allows you to count Vayter with a bracha if in the event you forgot. Now, if I ask you, that window of 4:46 to 6, why is that connected with the next day, halachically? Give me a raya somewhere else from halacha that that window is connected with the next day. Even though Shkia is at 6. 4:46 to 6, why is that connected? Why is that Maisa Sfira going to help you for the next day? You're right, it helps you for Meirev, but maybe it only helps you for Meirev. Who says it helps you in other areas? Give me another area in Ochel Shabbos besides for Meirev. It's a good point. Oh, when's the earliest time, Jonathan, to start Shabbos? 4:46. Excellent. You can't start Shabbos at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. From Plag on. So you see that window is connected to the next day. Very excellent. What Evan and Jonathan are saying. So you see it's connected with the same, with the next day. Therefore, I could get in my what? I could get in my Maisa Sfira. So the Rav Zatzal answered Rashi beautifully to answer the Rashba's Kasha. Oh. Memeila. This brings us to the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch has an amazing suffix. In Shinvav, let's say a cotton becomes bar mitzvah during Sfira, day 30 of the Omer. What's the din? First 29 days he's been counting as a cotton with a bracha, and we usher him into the world of mitzvahs. And what do we say to him? You can't say a bracha anymore. He has a possibility to like that. In the end, he says a bracha. But he has a possibility, maybe he shouldn't be able to say a bracha. Why? Because when he becomes a gadol, the first 29 days, he wasn't what? Mechuyev is a gadol. Especially if you hold that it's all one big mitzvah. 49 legs, the first 29 legs, he wasn't mechuyev in a Torah. So maybe the first 29 days is a cotton, he can say with a bracha al tzchinuch, but from 30 on, he'll say without a bracha. Possibility. I mean, Chasuna says it's wrong in the end, but it brings up the possibility. You know what the Rav Zatzal said to that possibility? He didn't like that possibility. Why not? Because the first 29 days count as a what? The first 29 days count as a Maisa what? Maisa Sfira. The first 29 days can count as a continuity. The bridge has been created. Granted, he had no Kiyum HaMitzvah. Granted, he had no Kiyum HaMitzvah the first 29 days as a Gadol. But it certainly created the bridge in the Ritzifus that allows him to go Vayter with a Bracha. There is no doubt. And therefore, the Rav argued and said, I don't agree with that possibility. Of course the cotton that grows up because of Bar Mitzvah day 30 could say a Bracha. The Rav Zatzal said, because again, we're utilizing the Maisa Sfira. Evan, you got me? The Maisa Sfira of a cotton. Now, who tells me that a Maisa of a cotton is considered to be a Maisa? Where do we have that? We have many Marmakomas to prove that. What did the Ramah say in Ichel Shabbos? Shimem Gibbel. If a cotton turns a light on Shabbos. The Ramah says, Tov Lasos Shuvah when he becomes a Gadol. You see it's a Maisa there. What did Rashi say in Baba Kama? Sari Chesmiz, he throws a football when he's a cotton and breaks a window. When he becomes a Gadol, he's got to pay. What does the Ram say in Ichel Shabbos? If a cotton is boiled, a Shifcha Charufa. What's a Shifcha Charufa? What's a Shifcha Charufa? We say it every morning, it's a Makoman. What's a Shifcha Charufa? You have a man, you have two men that buy a non-Jewish woman off the slave market, she becomes a Shifcha Kanan, she goes to the mikveh. One of them retains ownership, one of them frees her. The guy who retained ownership was Ma'aris, or married to a third man. And a fourth man comes by and it's Mizana with her. What happens if the fourth man is a cotton? Does he bring a Korban Asher? The Ramiyat says yes when he becomes a Gog. The Ramiyat is ridiculous. The Ramiyat is a cotton, not Chayvin Averis. So you see, according to Ramban, a maisa veir of a cotton. Rav Zalman Nechemi Shlita to point out the Gemara Sanhedrin in New Testament base. If a cotton sodomizes a behema, do we kill the behema? Yes. So you see, it's a maisa veir a cotton can produce. So in the same vein in the Rav Mitzvahs, a cotton's maisa is considered to be a maisa svira, and how, in order to allow continuity, vita to count with a what? To count with a bracha. So the Rav disagree with that svar of the Minchas Chinuch. Because the maisa svira of a cotton is considered legitimate. I'll give you two other cases that would come up. Let's say an onay, a chmona litzlan. What's the din of an onay? Someone lost one of his seven relatives, father, mother, chmona litzlan, brother, sister, chmona litzlan, son, daughter, chmona litzlan, or spouse, chmona litzlan. Any one of those seven krovim, what's the din? Tzolo levaya, what's the din? Reporter from Mitzvah Sesset. Let's say someone becomes an onay during Sfir Zomer. God forbid. Reporter from Mitzvahs. And it took a whole night and day to bury the loved one. What do you do about the counting? What do you do about counting? So let him count without a bracha, because at least he's going to do the what? The Maisa Sfira. That will allow him to count the Vayter nights with a bracha. He's not a goy when he's an onay. He's just put through Mitzvah Seseh. But let him verbalize the count, which creates the bridge. An onay is put through davening. You could say Kaddish. Can you count him in a minion? Yeah. Can't daven. He's put through davening, though. But the Maisis sphere of the onay should be what? Should be good. To allow him to count Vayter, like the Rav's theory. Here, however, we could distinguish, though, with the third case. First case was a cotton, second case onay. What's the third case? In our topic, Gershon Iskayer. We welcome him in. We welcome him in the Yadus. He comes day 30, he finishes Mila. Then he did Mila a few days. Nisrape, Marzev, remember we learned it. Give him a few days to heal from the Mila. Then Tfilah. Day 30, we welcome him in. Can he say Abrach or not? Here we'll say the mice of a koi won't help. He was counting 29 days. He was counting 29 days as a goy. A cotton's mice, I understand, he's going to come a gadol. In onain, he's going to be what? Right after the levi, he's becoming all be chayv and mitzvahs. But maybe the gear went maybe canceled and changed his mind. Maybe the gear changed his mind and he wouldn't what? Could be b'riach hadashul mice. That's a good svar. Elliot's saying he's a b'riach hadashul. So how could the Maisa Sphira work for them? Okay. Peruvu Lamaisa, we found Rabbi Yechon allowed it. Lamaisa, he did. He physically, he said, you know, he had a Maisa Sphira, but I hear you. It's a good point. But here we're being machalic. We're saying that even if you didn't want to say like that, the Maisa Sphira of a goy, he might have decided not to. How can it work to help you? So here we want to be machalic and say it different. Okay? So this is the Chiddush here. We want to bring out Lamaisa regarding this, the Rav Zatzal's beautiful machalic into the Chiddush of Sphira Omer. And this is Mazmer, the Bahag Shita, beautiful. Yes, Evan, go ahead.
Would there be a difference if the Ger's mile below Tavon when he started counting?
Based on us, based on what we learned, what would you say? Mile below Tavon, for all intents and purposes, a goy, just for certain areas. Maybe, yes, maybe. The Rashba said, Nicholas Kdas, Ktsas Biyadus. That's an interesting shot, what Evan says. Let's say it was mile below Tavon, would you count his Mysosphere? Oh, what was the Bahag Shita? The Bahag was the one that said that what? The Bahag was the one that said. Yeah, but how did we say that? How are we saying that he was okay? You remember the Shita? What was it based on, the Bahag? Remember we said the Bahag was against the Gemara? He could be Toivel on Shabbos. Remember we said that? How could he be Tovah on Shabbos? Frek the Kasha, it's against the din. So how could that be? It's a great Kasha. The Bach said, because Smach said, B'shem the Bach, Mat Bilin Ger L'Charchila. No, because he said, Nera Kemekar. Mm-hmm. Of course you need Mila B'Tfilah Shai. But it's Nera Kemekar. Remember we said that? Mutuv L'Bachal Shabbos Achatz, Kere Lishmur Shabbos Asharbe. I didn't give that in the beginning. Yes, I did. Well, actually, I didn't give the Bahag. I gave about Tfilas Kalim, but I didn't give you that prod on the Bechina. Okay? Right, right. Butul Shabbos Hakadosh for Shabbos Sarve.
So you need both Shabbos. The only thing is, we allow it on Shabbos because Nerek and Meikar.
And then we said it's only even this is the Rabbanan Lamaisa. So the Pashtus is that we would say by a cotton and known, and yes, by Gershon Iskar we would say no. And I would say Ma'avel Otavel. It's a good kasha. Tosis definitely says the guy's a goy, so it wouldn't work. Question is, according to the Rashba, what would you say? From the Achroinim, you get the impression they only said by Shabbos that you'd have to do it. But I don't know, if you look at the Rashba straight up, he says, Nicholas Ksas Behudis, Beadis, maybe you would say. Maybe you would say. Interesting shayla you bring up, Evan. Okay. Now this brings us to the Tosis ben Megillah. What does Tosis ben Megillah say? Tyson McGill is of the opinion that you say Harachaman. Rachaman, right? Right, we say Harachaman. Not Harachaman, Yakim Lan, it's a great song, right? I was about to start singing it, but it's not appropriate for Pesach, right? Remember we said that the second day by launch you're supposed to sing a Purim song, because that was the day when the Haman was hung. Or you have a special food, Lamaisa, but the truth, remember I told you, everyone says to me, Rabbi, it's not Purim, it's Pesach. I said, yeah, I know, I realize that. But we're singing it for the right reason. Okay? You know, so the Gemara says, you see that Tysus is unbelievable. What did Tysus say? You should say, amazing Tysus. The end of that Tysus Megillah says, V'achar shabirich ala sviroma yirotzen shibona bis amikdash. Meshekim itki shofar v'lulu. And a tamal fish ain't ba. She not tail as carl a binim is a mikdash or a show for Lulu the Ishasir. What does Tosha say you do by Sirius Omer? Say Harachaman, which we do. Does that fit with Tosha Shita? What is Tosha Shita? Yes. Tosha Shita that it's Drobona nowadays. So we say Harachaman, we pray to Hashem that it rebuild the Ishamik so the mitzvah become what? Diraisa. According to the Ram, that Harachaman is inappropriate because the mitzvah is Diraisa nowadays. You follow me? It's a separate mitzvah. So the Rachman fits very well with Tosfos. Does not fit at all with what? Does not fit at all with the Rambam. So it fits well with Tosfos Shita. Just Derech Agav, as long as we read the line, I want to mention to you the Akasha. Shofar and Lulav has an Asiyah. Shofar and Lulav have an Asiyah. Lamaisa Rishash has Akasha on this Tosfos. Shofar and Lulav, there's an Asiyah. Where we just want to make a mention of it, Lamaisa, whereas we don't do Hirotzon by Shofar and Lulav, right? Shofar and Lulav. It's considered to be, what about Lamaisa Yom Kippur Shal Yovel? The Rosh Hashanah, I believe, asked about Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. Why don't we do that? So you look at the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is bothered by this Kasha, Lamaisa. Okay. Now I want to get to, so this is regarding Mrs. Sfira Saomir. Let's internalize what the Chiddush is all about. A few other Chiddush real quickly, Evan. Go ahead.
According to that Tosfos, it wouldn't depend which bracha you make, La or Ba. If you say La, you can say Rachman. If you say Ba, you shouldn't be able to say Rachman.
That would also make sense. Correct. So we say one of them, it's enough to say it. Mm-hmm. Say one of them, it's enough to say the whole thing. La, Ba, maybe it would be appropriate to say, after the La, Rachman, and then do Ba. Good point. It's a good heart. Very good. Good horror. But Lamaisa, we say first La Ba, and then we say Arachaman after. There's a good horror. Okay. That would make sense. That would be follow after the La, because we're saying generate now is the Rabbanan. Okay. Now, the Dvar Avram has Teretz. The Balamor says, I don't understand. Why don't we count every day? It's a subject whether today is one or two. Sveika de Yoma. Just so we have a subject about which day of Yontav is, we observe a second day. Why don't you count, the Dvar Avram says, every day of Sphira would like that. Vitor Suffolk. What's the answer? Why can't you count every day? Maybe it's one, maybe it's two, maybe two's through two, three, four. Because by definition, says the Dvar Avram, counting is what? What is counting? Counting is definitive. It has to be precise, it has to be exact and clear. You cannot count in a manner where I'm not sure what day it is. That by definition says the Dvar Avram is not called counting. So we assume, Lamaisa, that this is day one, day two, and so on. You cannot count in a manner that I'm stopping. Okay? Cannot count in a manner that's stopping. That is antithetical to the whole nature of what Sphira really is all about. Okay. Now, I want to get to now what Evan asked me about, and then we have to get to Inyan Chol HaMoed as well. Evan asked me about baking the matzahs. When is the best time to bake your matzahs? It says in the tour, and it's also Rashi, as I showed him in Daf Nunum and Alfim Sochem, the best time to bake the matzahs is Erev Pesach after Chatzos, when they used to make the Korban Pesach. To the degree, certain Rishonim say it's Likuva. Believe it or not, we don't hold like that Ladina. It says Beferish in Shulchan Aruch, what simin was it? Tofnun, no, it's Tofnun. You remember the simin? You find the simin, Lamaisa. We paskin Lamaisa, that is ideal, but it's dangerous. Because if you make a mistake, it's after the Zman Nisr of Chometz. So we bake our matzahs January, February, like you're saying, Alex. Not a problem. As long as it's done lishma, for the sake of what? Matzah, it's fine. Even though it's matzah yishana, because it might be made 3 months ago or 4 months ago. And that's a whole discussion. Is that a problem with lishma? We say it's fine. So there is a lichachila maybe to try to bake it. But lamaisa, as I said, the minig is not to. But there are rishonim that took it to the degree that what? That it's likuva. And at least the Torah says, chavivim mitzvah b'shaita, there's an inyan lichachila to do it. So I do know some people that actually would bake their matzahs to this day and age. They bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach after what? After Chatzos. Now, it's also based on a Hekish. What's the Hekish? Between matzah and Pesach. Pesach was done after what? Sheishos l'mala on Erev Pesach, so matzah is connected. Where does the Gemara have the Hekish? On Daf Kuf Chofam et Beis. On Daf Kuf Chofam et Beis, in the end of Meseches Psochim, it says you cannot eat the Korban Pesach after what? You do the Korban Pesach. You eat the Korban Pesach up to Chatzos, so Matz also is eaten up to Chatzos, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Hekish that he has is up to Chatzos. So the Rishonim that apply the Hekish to when also it should be manufactured. Just the Korban Pesach is shechted after Chatzos during Erev Pesach, so too the Matzah should be manufactured and baked after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. And some Rishonim reject that Hekish. So Evan wanted to say, he said, Rebbe, what's it based on? We learned the Machlokes Rashi says, Rav Asher pointed it out. Do you need a Mesorah to say a Hekish? The Gemara says, Xerashav, in Adam Dan, Xerashav, in Kim Mesorah Mirabo, Kibbut Mirabo, Kavachomer, Adam Dan Miatzmoy, Xerashav, you need a Mesorah. Kavachomer, you can do on your own. Hekish, Machlokes Rashi says, and Sukkim. So Evan wanted to say, maybe that's the Shiloh and the Rishonim that the Torah quotes. The Rishonim that says, Likubi, you must bake your matzahs. On Erev Pesach, the Chatzos, hold at the Hekish. You don't need a Mesorah, so you can extend your Hekish. Whereas according to what? According to the other Rishonim, Lomas, you can't extend the Hekish, you need a Mesorah from a Rebbe. And therefore, we paskin, like, that's the way we paskin, that we bake our matzahs, Lomas, 3 months in advance, Lomas, and it's considered to be Shema, it's not a Chisorn at all. Halach Lomas. Okay. There is an Indian, the Rush quotes, Mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucho, that you should really bake your own matzahs. You get involved, your wife helps you, l'maisa, and someone who's single should do it, but l'maisa, it's hard to do it, so we don't do it. But there is an Indian, yes. The Gemara has it in Lamaches, who masik v'yishto ofe, has a loshen like that. The Gemara has a loshen. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch, thank you, Evan, Simtof nun ches, not shalolo lush matzahs, mitzvah b'erev pesach, ad achar sheishos. There is a minig, the Mechaber writes, she's mana krova korban pesach, and if it comes out on Shabbos, we do it on Erev Shabbos after Sheshos. Mishabruah says it's a chumrah. It's only a minig. It's only because they extended the Hekish. Mikra did, we don't extend the Hekish. It might depend exactly on your Nakuda that we had learned, Machleish Rashi does, Rabbi Asher pointed out in Sukkah and Chaf Alf, Lamad Alf on the base, whether a Hekish is like a Xerashav, you need a Masar, or a Hekish like a Kavachomer, you don't need a Masar. Okay. Let's continue now regarding Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Okay? A lot of times you never get a chance to speak about it. Firstly, the Isser Malacha and Chol HaMoed is Diraisa Derabbanan. The Ramban writes it's an Isser Diraisa. Taisus argues and claims it's only Isser Derabbanan. The Gemara has an expression in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches that the Isser Malacha and Chol HaMoed is Dover HaMasr Liad Chachamim. Chachamim give you the directives and parameters to define what the Isser is. So the Ramban writes that means Diraisa, Taisis Derabbanan. Now, what does it mean? It doesn't mean like the Lamatas Malachas. It means Malachas Shal Tircha, Schwitzing. It means Malachas Shal Tircha. It means going to work. Therefore, guys,
What are the kulas for malachas? For doing work on Chol HaMoed. Let's get the kulas. Number one, hefsid. Davar ha'avid. You're going to lose out. Number one. Number two, letzorach mitzvah. Number three, letzorach rabin. If it's for a public need. Okay? These are three kulas that we have.
Okay? It's much easier, the first Bir Halacha writes, is if the Yisra Malacha is the Rabban, and they understand, if it's the Rabban, you can have kulas. If it's the Araisa, it's much harder. But you have to say that on a level of the Araisa, these were kulas.
Okay?
Thereby, there's an Isra to do kvisa. You cannot do laundry. This is the real deal. It's a Mishnah. It's improper to do laundry in Chol HaMoed. It's against Mishnayis. It's not just against the Shulchan, it's a Mishnah. You cannot do laundry in Chol HaMoed. Ein kvisit. You should not do your lawn landscaping. I'm not doing it. Anything you can't do, you can't have a goy do for you. You should tell your parents you can't have landscaping done on Chol HaMoed, because you can't do it yourself. Malacha shel tircha. You're not allowed to write. Writing was known as an umnus. Calligraphy, writing was a real privilege. We think take writing for granted. Writing was considered a nisid d'oraisa. If you hold like the Ramban, Taisa says the Rabbanan, that's what I'm saying. It's a machlokes. You're not allowed to write. Whether the d'oraisa or the Rabbanan. The computer, okay, but to write is improper. Can you write Chiddushi Torah if you're going to forget it? You can write Chiddushi Torah if you're going to forget it. That's a davar avin. This is very important. Sometimes we trivialize this notion of Chol HaMoed, and it's wrong. The Gemara speaks very strongly. So we have to be very cognizant of this halacha. I remember my first driver's license I got. There's a very beautiful English book written by the Rosh Yekoil in Chicago, Lakewood Kollel, Rav Zucker and Rav Francis, about Hilchos Chol HaMoed in English. Very fine sefer. And my first driver's license, I was 16. Illinois, you get a driver's license when you're 16. I took it on Chol HaMoed. So I asked the Shaila. I asked my Rebbe, Rav Friedman, Rav Shivinskoki. He asked Rav Zucker. So he said, well, are you going to use the car for going to Minyan? I said, of course. So he said, I can take the test, and when I sign my name, I should sign my name in a shinui. So my first driver's license, I still have it, I wrote in block print. And I remember the clerk said, don't you know how to sign your name? I said, for religious purposes, I am signing the name in a different way. I write lefty, I signed it with my right name, right hand, and I did it with block, wrote in block letters. And now at Baruch Hashem, I passed the test and was able to drive to shul to fulfill the mitzvah. But we have to be careful about this. You get a phone number, you're right, not writing. It's not right to write. It's not proper to write. It might be a shot of deraisa. It's shelo litzarech. If it's for one of these three things, you hear a kula. But we have to be very cognizant of the laundry, of the writing. What about fingernails? Cutting fingernails. Machalikas mechaber Ramah. Ramah says not out loud. Not allowed to cut your fingernails. Let's get to the shaving now. Let's get to shaving. The Isser of shaving Chol HaMoed was, the Gemara says, you're going to be a lazy guy and you won't shave before the first days of Yontif, and you're going to enter Yontif as being a manuvel. Shemi Ekanes Lamoed Kishahu manuvel. Therefore, they asser shaving in Chol HaMoed, which would motivate a guy to shave before Yontif. You follow me? So the Torah quotes are a bit of Tom, which is not quoted in Tosfos anywhere in Shas, that says if you shave on Erev Yontif, then it should be able to shave on what? Chol HaMoed, because I didn't enter into the Moed as a manuvel, I shaved. So the Rav held like that Rabbeinu Tam, Ladini, that it would be okay to shave throughout Chol HaMoed. But the Rav Moshe says the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote like that. So Rav Moshe held it's awesome, that's the minig, it's aser. To aser to shave during Chol HaMoed. Unless you have to go for work, Rav Moshe says. And in work they'll get upset with you, don't shave. But Rav added on that the last day before Yom Tov, also it's a mitzvah of what? Kavod Yom Tov to shave. Last day of Chol HaMoed, you should shave. But again, Rav Moshe held, we have this halacha. You're not allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed. Okay? That's the halacha that comes out. Now, during what? During Sfira, what's the issur of shaving during Sfira? So, there are four minhagim of the periods of Avelus during Sfira. What are the four minhagim? Rav Moshe says you could switch from year to year and you don't need a Taras Nedarim. One is the first 34 days, like the Mechaber, 34. Second is the Ramah, the first 33, and it ends Lag BaOmer in the morning. Next is Yom Kikulo. Mechaber says no, 34th in the morning it ends. The third minig is from Rosh Chodesh Iyar till the end. And the fourth one is Arizal, the whole Sfira. It's a question when the Talmidim or Rabbi Kiva were Nifter. That's a machlekes, and they're all legitimate, Ramah says. You could switch from year to year, and you don't need a Taras Nedarim. But one of the dinim in the Shulchan Aruch, two of the dinim is it's usher to get married during Sfira, and also it's usher to shave and take a haircut. The Rav held that the minig of not shaving during Sfira is based on the period of Avelus of a parent, which is how much? 12 months. And there is a phrase in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara based on shaving for a parent, the issue of shaving for a parent, it's Achi Yigar Bo Chaver. What does that mean? That you have to shave. So someone scolds you and says to take a shave. How long does that take? 30 days. Shloshim. So Machorim say it recycles itself 12 times during the year. 11 times. Because you did the first Shloshim. And you can't shave for every month. Some people are Machorim to do that every month. Some say once you reach Shloshim, you can shave. But the Rav held, shaving during Sfira, the issue of shaving was like 12 months for a period. It was patterned after that. Therefore, what do we assume? Therefore, the Rav said, if you shave normally every day, then what? You should shave every 2-3 days till you get a growth, and the guy would tell you to your friend would scold you. You follow me? The Rav held would be mutter to shave during Sfira because based on that, the Rav Moshe held no. The Rav Moshe held was a special din not to shave during Sfira no matter what, unless you have to for work again. What's the good raya for Rav Moshe? Are you allowed to get married during Sfira? No. Are you allowed to get married in the 12 months of Avelus for a parent? Yes, you are. So you see, it says Rav Moshe, that's not Haba Atalia. The Rav would say, okay, there's different dinim for each one. But Lamaisa Pisvara, Rav Moshe's tain is a good tain. But whichever sheet you follow, like, you should follow your community. I mean, if your community doesn't shave, you're the only guy who's going to shave. It's not right. Okay? It's not right, Lamaisa. I think Rav Sheker Shlita once told us that he held like the Rav about shaving Chol HaMoed, it should be mutter, because if you shave before, but in the Breuer's community where he lives, no one shaves, so it wouldn't be right if he shaved. Loti Skodadu. Not allowed to make groups. Loti Skodadu is in Yevomis, Arma Sechad, Dav Yigil. Why is Loti Skodadu a problem? Rambam says Loti Skodadu Shlo Yarba Machlekes B'Yisro. Rashi says it shouldn't look like two Torahs. Shouldn't make it seem like there are two Torahs. The Manaf Gemina, Minig. If it's an issue of Shloi Arba Machlokes B'Yisrael, that could apply even by Minhagim. If it's Shloi Torahs, it's a Minig. It's not part of the fabric of the Halacha. So maybe there's no problem with this Kodu by Minig. Maybe. Like it's Rashi Rambam. Let's close with Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. What do you say? The Ramah writes you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Mechaber and the Vilna Gaon based on the Zohar said you should not. Minig Ashkenaz should be to follow the Ramah. Poshup shot. Let's say a Baal Tshuva. Many Baal Tshuva ask me. They have no minhagim. Their parents, grandparents weren't from. Follow the Ramah. They're Ashkenazic. They should put on tefillin, b'li bracha. If you hold like the Messiah of your Avos and Avos Sinner, that the Mechaber and the Gaon, they say not, and then you don't. But if you do put them on, you do not say a bracha. So if you don't say a bracha, you might think you could talk between Tefillin and Shiat just no. Mishnah Berurah says, because you might get in the habit of talking throughout the year where it's a big Isser to talk, Isser Gadol, to talk between bracha, Tefillin, Shiat Tzal, Shirosh. You shouldn't even motion someone. Okay? And the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, I think it's the first day, isn't it? We read the special parsha tefillin, so the meaning is to keep your tefillin on until after the Kriyas HaTorah. Normally, whether we take your tefillin off on Chol HaMoed, if you wear them, for Hallel. But I think it's the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, we keep it on until after what? After Kriyas HaTorah, because the Kriyas HaTorah has tefillin on it. So we have to note that as well. Bring me a riot from Rashi and Shas as to whether Rashi held you put tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. This is amazing, guys. Bring me a riot and Shas, what sheet this Rashi is. Evan, you with me? Bring me a riot from Rashi and Shas. Okay? As to whether what Rashi held you were tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. There is a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Memhei Amad Aleph that says amazing. Memvav, rather. Interesting case. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, how you lefun of mitzvahs harbe. Let's say I've got a lot of mitzvahs in front of you. What bracha do you say? You know what the Chum say? Oimer bracha shir kishan tam zvano ala mitzvahs. You say one general bracha, ala mitzvahs. Reb Yehuda oimer mevarcha kolachas achs mifnei atzma. We pass it, of course, like Reb Yehuda. Not of course. You shouldn't say, of course, yachin rav halachka rabbin. But the Gemara says, my taima, amr reb zervei sim reb chanina, bar papa hilchasuk Reb Yehuda. We only bless Hashem in the day and not the night. Ella, every chesed shel bracha warrants its own bracha. We pass on like a beauty, the Gemara says. Maybe because of a smar, it has a pasuk, right? You don't say one generic bracha on all of them. What's the scenario, guys, where you could have many mitzvahs in front of you? Listen to this. What's the scenario? What's the example? You have all the mitzvahs in front of you. You have some mitzvahs in front of you. Listen to this, guys. Mitzvahs harbe, lito luluf, leishiv basuka, lahaniach tefillin, lisatev betzitzis. There it is! Rashi gives you the case where you have many mitzvahs in front of you. He says, sukkah, luluf, sukkah, tefillin, and tzitzis. How could that be unless he held what? That you were tefillin a Chol HaMoed. Daphne Mazin brings this raya for Rashi. So Rashi evidently held that you were tefillin a Chol HaMoed. Seems from this Rashi. Okay? So whichever minig you follow your father. If you don't have a minig Lamaisa, then you should. Like if you're Ashkenazic, if you're Sephardic, then you don't Lamaisa. But if you're going to put it on, you put it on without a bracha. Now, the Isser of music in Chol HaMoed does not apply because even though it's Sphira, but it's Chol HaMoed, so it's Mitzvah Simcha. But outside of Chol HaMoed, you have the issue of music, live music, which is a major problem. You hear live music during Sfira. If you want to attend a friend's wedding, you could still go during your Sfira because you're being Mesamechem. You have his heter. You could be subsumed under his heter. You don't have to necessarily switch your Sfira. But Lamaisa tapes, listening to tapes is a question. So I think they say from the Rav Zatzal once that if it's background music, maybe it's okay. Not live. Background, if you're working in this background music, maybe it's okay. If you're sitting there, Lashem, listening, maybe even a tape should be a problem. But if it's background and it's not live, maybe one could rely on the kula halach l'maaseh. So I want to wish everyone a chag kosher v'sameach, a zisa pesach, a sweet pesach. And chazer over what we did, l'maaseh, after Pesach, Monday, please. Sunday we're off, that is chag. Monday, please. Everyone out there, because we're going to start right away Monday. We're going to start right away mitzvah chalitza, the end of the mitzvah. Okay, chag kosher v'sameach, everybody. Enjoy.
Rabbi, what should we do in our dorm rooms before we leave?
Dorm rooms, you can share your chumash with a plow, or clean everything, get rid of everything.
Get rid of everything.
Get rid of everything, or sell it with a plow.
Do we need to do any form of a bedika? Or just
bedika, the night before you leave, you got to do bedika.
So for leaving tonight, we do bedika?
Yeah, I should have told you to do bedika last night. You can do it during the daytime. All right.
Okay.
Should do the night before you leave. Yes. Should have announced that, yeah. Bli bracha. The only time you say with a bracha is on Thursday night.
How's seven brachas work in regards to the Seder? When do you do seven
brachas? That's a very complicated